the debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden has advanced to the full House, where a vote is expected Wednesday. Both sides are assembling a coalition of centrist Democrats and Republicans to push it to passage. Fireworks are expected by conservatives who reject aspects of the compromise. The House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
Today, the American people are going to win. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history. It's just a small step putting us on the right track.
And that is House Speaker McCarthy, who feels positive about what's going to happen today. The UN's nuclear chief has urged Russia and Ukraine to commit to prevent a nuclear accident at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Rafael Grossi, who leads the International Atomic Energy Agency, is asking UN Security Council members to support five principles to avoid a nuclear accident at the Zaporizhzhia plant, which is Europe's largest. If Ukraine was responsible for a Tuesday drone attack on Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. Here's VOA's Steve Herman.
Russia is claiming it shot down eight Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. It is unclear how many drones were involved, and there are reports that several buildings in the Russian capital were struck. Ukraine denies responsibility. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia, period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have confirmation as to who carried it out.
This is VOA News. Aiming to secure support for